This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and a happy, happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a great day so far, that you feel ready for the weekend. The weekend is nigh. I have a wonderful idea today for our Feel Good Friday practice. For a ton of people who listen to this show, this week has been Thanksgiving week or is Thanksgiving week. So I'm sure you're immersed in family time and holiday and lots of good food and lots of gratitude. We all know that Thanksgiving as a holiday is not entirely an uncomplicated holiday. So I would love for each of us today to take a moment as a practice, as a really sacred practice today, to learn more about the heritage of the land you live on right now. This is such an eye-opening thing to do if you've never done it. It is something we should all be learning in school. Unfortunately, that is not the case. But wherever you live, so whether you live in the United States, if you live in Canada, if you live in Sweden or in Aruba or somewhere else in the world, there has been indigenous tribes and indigenous people living on and taking care of the lands you reside in right now before the structure of the country you live in became the country you live in right now. And learning about the people who actually inhabited this land, the people who lived on this land long ago, is a really important practice and a really important education for us to dive deeper into. Who lived on this land long ago? What was this area actually called? What was the language that the indigenous people who lived here spoke? What was the culture like? And most important of all, what was the transition like for the indigenous people who lived here on these lands for a long time before there was that transition into something else? Now, oftentimes we don't like to think too much about that transition because, of course, chances are it involved a ton of harm. And it's also, I think, why history books and the history that we learn in school often like to avoid these kinds of conversations. But history is history, and it's so important that we learn about what actually took place in each country in this world. So a great example of this is I live in Aruba. Aruba is a tiny little island. It's right to the north of Venezuela. Geographically, it pertains to South America, but technically it belongs to Central America. Aruba as an island was colonized by several different countries, including Spain and more recently Holland, the Netherlands. So there's a lot of complexity around the heritage of this island, but actually the people who lived here were called the Arawak people or the Arawak tribe. So this land actually belonged to the Arawak and the Kakitio Indians of the Arawak tribe long, long, long ago. And for me to learn about the Arawak tribe, because I am actually here right now as a result of colonialism, right? I probably wouldn't have made it to Aruba if it wasn't for Holland taking over this island and this island becoming Dutch and then gaining independence later. You know, it's a really complex thing that went on there. So what way do I have right now today to honor the indigenous people that lived on this land long ago? If you are in the United States, every single state of the U.S. actually was named something different before the states became the states. So the lands you reside on right now within the U.S. had a different name. And there was indigenous people, Native American people, who lived there and cherished and took care of that land for a long, long time before the U.S. became the U.S. What was the name of the area where you live in right now? Who were the people who lived there? And what was that transition like when the U.S. became the U.S.? Same goes for Canada. There was indigenous people in Canada long before Canada became Canada. In Sweden, we have indigenous tribe and indigenous people. They're called the Sami or the Sapmi people. What was that transition like? You know, oftentimes wherever there is harm involved, we learn something different in school. And it is so important that we as adults unlearn the things that were not true, that we actually look into the heritage of the land we reside on right now, so we can pay our respects to the folk that were here a long time ago, acknowledge the harm that took place, and then do what we can to repair as much as we can today. And a really easy way for you to do that right now is just to learn about the land you live on today. And in light of Thanksgiving and everything this holiday stands for and the challenges that comes with that, I think this is a great practice for us to immerse ourselves in today. Now, Google is your friend. You're going to learn tons just by Googling the area you live in, the state you live in, the lands you live on right now, whatever country you live in the world, this all applies to you. And you're going to learn a ton about the history of your country, the history of these lands. It's a sacred practice because the moment we actually connect to ancestry, to the people who lived here before, whether or not we are related by blood or whether or not something else took place that led our own ancestors to live on these lands right now, when we learn about what was actually true, we actually step a little bit closer to unity and to oneness, which is something that we're all looking for in our spiritual sacred practices every single day. If this is a topic or a practice that makes you feel a little bit uneasy in any way, then that's great. This is a wonderful opportunity to just learn with an open mind and an open heart, because at the end of the day, we are looking for that unity and for that oneness, but truth is, we are not there yet. And there's tons you can do to support and honor and repair for Indigenous people all across the world today. I want to thank you for listening to this episode, and I want to thank you for beginning this journey. Maybe you're deeply immersed already, and for finding a way to be of service to Indigenous people today and every day. Thank you so much for joining me for this practice. I hope you have a wonderful and an enlightening, inspiring weekend. I'll be back on Monday.